As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Time to talk Indiana men's golf with the coach of the Hoosiers. It's our great friend, Mike Mayer. Putt, good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, Glass. Very good talking to you.
Yeah, I appreciate you making the time. I know it's busy. Wednesday was the big announcement, Indiana University men's golf in the regional for the second consecutive year. Do you find out when we all find out, or do they give you a little heads up on that, or did you guys all gather around the TV like the rest of us and we're watching to try to figure out just exactly where you would be?
Well, Glass, I've been doing this a long time, and I've got some good friends out there, and I got a little bit of a heads up that it was a good possibility. Didn't share that with the team, so we did gather around the TV, and we're excited when we got the call to go to Florida and PGA National, and as I know, we'll talk about the Champions Course.
And before we get to that part, we had to get into the tournament, and if you can give us the nickel tour of how your committee determines how your at-large teams get in. We have a very mutual friend in Lance Ringler, and we know he's a big part of all of this as well. How are you measured from the fall through the spring, and what are some of the big coefficients or factors those groups are looking at to get you in and get you seated?
Well, Glass, is somewhat similar to basketball, truthfully. So it's your strength of schedule, your RPI, your quality wins versus your losses against maybe not quality teams, and it's your overall performance. So there's 30 automatic qualifiers out there from conferences. You hope all those AQs are ranked pretty high anyway. Then after those automatic qualifiers, you get at-large berths, and our ranking was such, our one-loss record was such, our strength of schedule, that we got the bid. So.
And the fall and the spring, you have two seasons that you are split into. Are both of those weighed equally, Coach, or do they look at the spring more heavily than the fall? I know you were very successful in the fall as well, winning up at Purdue. That was a huge feather in your cap that got you off to a great start. How is that process viewed?
Well, basically, we have one season with a break in the middle of it. So it's similar again, since I mentioned basketball, the basketball team playing half their schedule, taking a month or so off and finishing up their schedule. And that's basically what we do. So the committee does not rate the spring any different than the fall. So it's all equal in their eyes. And, you know, we did have a tremendous fall season, actually starting with our home tournament here, where we finished third, just two shots behind a powerful Illinois team. Then we went to Olympia Fields, which was the premier college event of the year, and beat, among other teams, defending national champion Pepperdine, Texas, Florida, Florida State, Arizona, Baylor, California, Illinois once again, and our rival Purdue. That always helps. Then, as you well know, after that, we went up to West Lafayette and beat Purdue again and 13 other teams. So those were big events. And then we started in the spring at the Big Ten Match Play Championship and got four quality wins there against some strong, strong opponents. Once again, Northwestern, Purdue, and Michigan State in the finals.
And that match play tournament's been good to you guys. That's been fun to see. And so has the NCAA tournament, but it's been a while since back-to-back appearances, not since 2012 and 2013. What has made this group special, Mike, and gotten them to that next level? Obviously, the performance you just listed in the fall, very important, but they had to continue that play through the spring also.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got a lot of balance on this team, probably as much as any team I've ever coached in my career here. From one to three right now, our 1-2-3 men are interchangeable. Before we had an injury, our 1-2-3-4 men were interchangeable. We do Noah Gillard, a transfer from Illinois, is out with a shoulder injury. But I really feel like Mitch Davis, Drew Salyers, or Clay Merchant, any one of those any one of those could go win this regional individually. So to have that kind of depth is kind of been our hallmark this season.
And when you put the lineup card together, we see in some tournaments guys play as individuals as well. Is that a tournament in the tournament for your team?
Yeah. You know, we play five count four, and that's what the regional will be. And then we're fortunate enough, partly because of my connection, sometimes to take an extra player or two. And they're playing for individual ranking points, but they do not help the team. So that's a big bonus to be able to do. Now, for the NCAA regionals, we can take a sixth player and actually substitute between rounds. That we had that ability at the Big Ten Championship, and we will have that ability throughout postseason play.
Now, is that something in relation to COVID? Is that a new rule that's added so the team doesn't have to play short if a guy gets injured during the course of play? Is that a newer addition?
Well, it comes from Bo Hostler.
Yeah, Texas, he threw his shoulder out.
You've got it. And after that happened, they passed this rule. So hopefully that doesn't happen again. But we can call it the Bo Hostler rule if you like.
I like that. And Bo Hostler's shoulder must be bothering him this week because I think he shot 78 yesterday and 77 today at a very rainy Wells Fargo at TPC Potomac at Avenel Farm. That's in outside Washington, D.C. You are heading south, my friend. Well, there's a regional right over here in Columbus, Ohio, that, of course, I know that you guys have probably seen before. How do you get sent all the way to Palm Beach Gardens?
Well, it's just how you... How you line up in that S-curve, Glass.
Yep.
It's basically a straight S-curve. It can work anyway. Last year, we also went down to Florida, Tallahassee last year, and now we get to go down to the Champions Course at PJ National. It really doesn't matter to us. It doesn't matter to me. I am very familiar with that golf course. I've been there a number of times, actually. We finished second in the Big Ten Match Play Championship there a number of years ago to Northwestern, and have played one college tournament on that course. And I just talked to a former player, a pretty decent alumni, Jeff Overton.
Yeah.
Who's going to meet us down there and kind of help us out as far as reading those Bermuda greens and figuring out grain. So we're going to take advantage of that.
Well, let's get an update on Jeff. We know that he has had some pretty severe back injuries and had some complications after that. How's he doing on the health side of things, Coach Mayer?
Number one, he's doing great. They've got a couple little girls, him and Christina, and I think life's great. I know he played this week with our good buddy Spider Miller, and Spider said he played tremendously well. Jeff says his clubhead speed back up to about 110. He'd like to get it to about 115. Still having some issues and still not quite ready, but I know what he wants to do, and he desperately wants to get back out there and play the PGA Tour.
Mike Mayer, the head coach of Indiana University men's golf, joining us today. Jeff, a fantastic player. Jorge Campillo is having some really good playing times over on the DP World Tour as well. But the PGA Tour visits the Champion Course every year at Palm Beach or PGA National Resort in Palm Beach Gardens. You mentioned the Bermuda. We'll bring in all of the water that's in play as well. Generous fairways, large greens, but you mentioned it, Coach. You guys don't spend a ton of time on Bermuda, especially in and around the greens, and you mentioned the grain. Kids that grow up on that have a little bit of an advantage. How do you guys, besides having Jeff help you out, is it getting there and just getting reps on these greens before you get started? How does your preparation go?
We're going to leave Thursday evening and get down to Florida, so we got a chance to play down there Friday or Saturday. We have a couple good courses lined up down there to play that we feel are fairly similar. Then we'll have the practice round there at PGA National on Sunday. And you're right, a huge advantage to the Florida schools that are there in Florida State and South Florida. But, you know, we can't let that get to us. You mentioned that golf course. It's pretty straightforward, Glass, but there is a lot of water. And when you get to the bear trap, I mean, you got to man up. You just have to man up and hit some golf shots. And, you know, you can't be afraid. You can't be intimidated. You just got to man up and you know, manage yourself, manage the situation, and flat out hit some golf shots.
Yeah, so you throw in all that and then throw in your coastal breezes, and this is a proper test of golf. Does your team thrive on a difficult golf course or one where they can make a bushel full of birdies, Coach?
Well, last we had the foul course at Indiana University now, and you could argue it may be one of the hardest golf courses in the country. So we wanted as hard as we could get it. We wanted as difficult as we can. We played the foul course this morning and played the white tees just to tease ourselves a little bit. Had a 65 as our low round this morning and a couple of 60s. We want it difficult. So we could not find a better place to go than PGA National and the Champions Course.
You know, I was going to say that, but I was going to let you mention that because your home course advantage, yes, you want it as hard as it can get. That is absolutely an advantage for you guys. Nothing you're going to see. Your kids are going to be like, wow, I didn't know this or I didn't know that or the wind or no. You've got an unbelievable track in your backyard. And just changing gears for 20 seconds, are you on some kind of magic list to perhaps one day host a NCAA regional here? What's the future kind of hold for our course in the NCAA's eyes?
Well, I've spoken quite a bit with the NCAA. Now, the bid process is already out a few years, so we're a little bit away from hosting one, but they definitely want us in the rotation.
Cool.
Last bidding process came basically when our golf course was not quite done and ready, so we really wanted to wait for it to mature a little bit. So I suspect in 3 or 4 more years, we'll be hosting a regional, and I truthfully think we could host a final or anything else we want to host.
6 regionals across the country for the 2020 NCAA regionals. Your Indiana Hoosiers are heading to Palm Beach Gardens, the Champion Course at PGA National Resort. Your seeding going into this doesn't matter. You're in. What does your team need to do, Coach Mayer, to advance and get to the NCAA Championships at Greyhawk in Scottsdale at the end of May?
Well, you're correct. We all start in the same place. We start over, if you will. So the low 5 teams will advance to Greyhawk. What we need to do is simply play very good golf. If we need those 3 players I mentioned to you, Mitch Davis, Drew Sayers, Clay Merchant, to have a great tournament, probably all 3 of them at the same time, and they've done it before. They're capable of that. And if those 3 players come through, I think we've got a fighting chance to make it. All these guys are good class. We're playing with and against the best collegiate teams, the best amateurs, period, in the world. And we're going to have to be on top of our game. But we're not afraid of the challenge. We're looking forward to that. And I think we have the personnel if we go out there and play the way we can play. And we all do it on the same page, the same tournament. Then I think you might see us in at Greyhawk in Phoenix.
54 holes, Coach, or 72?
It's a 54-hole event.
Excellent. And you can, again, we can follow along at GolfStat, as we will. The regional, the 2022 NCAA regionals, they're going to take place coming up starting a week from this Sunday and run through the 15th through the 18th here. Well, that's across the country. When are you guys exactly going to play down there?
Well, we'll fly down next Thursday evening, play a couple rounds, as I said, Friday, Saturday, practice round is Sunday. Then the tournament there at PGA Resort is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I think 16th, 17th, and 18th. So that's it. 54 holes, kind of a shootout, but we need to get off to a strong start. And if we get off to the start we need to, then I think we can just jump right in for the ride.
I think you'll have a very, very relaxed group, and hopefully the course difficulty helps you guys shine through it. Whatever we can do to help, Coach, we'll give you the best of luck moving forward. We hope to talk to you before you guys head to Scottsdale. So make sure, fairways and greens, my buddy, safe travels, and we'll be rooting the Hoosiers on.
All right, Glass, I really appreciate talking with you, and I look forward to talking to you before we go to finals. Great Hawk.
I like it. I will be bothering you again, my friend. Enjoy Florida. Keep it out of the alligators' mouths, and best of luck, Coach. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.